You're back safely.
I'm back safely.
Yay!
I'm out in the cold waiting for the shuttle to hopefully my car.
Oh, out in the cold, huh?
Out in the cold, and I really hope my car is there.
I hope your car is there too.
Yeah.
But why wouldn't it be? It should be there.
It should be there. I don't think these parts are quite that unruly.
No. No.
But I tell you, it's cold here.
I'm sorry.
It's definitely colder than it is in Detroit.
Really?
Yeah. Definitely colder. I think it might be just the day, but it's a little cold. I don't see dollar rent-a-cars van.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere. Where are you? Do you drive home? Or are you driving home?
Oh, I'm home. I left early.
You left early?
Well, because it was just final crit day, and,
oh,
you know, there's
right.
there's only so much you can do, really, you know?
Yeah. There's only so much you have to do, because you're done.
I know.
Yay.
Yeah, 3 days left to go.
3 days, 4 classes. Woo!
Woohoo!
That's really good.
Yeah.
This is really fucking cold.
So I got in trouble today.
Why?
Because I forgot, like, I have one graduating student, and I was supposed to turn in his grade by 3 p.m., and I just totally forgot, you know? But I just, like, submitted it and emailed it in, so I'm sure it's fine. And it was, like, you know, 2 hours later, so I just totally forgot, because I only have one of them, and I was leading this other class, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of an obscure technicality.
Yeah. It is true.
Well, I am going to huddle back. I'm going back inside to huddle inside.
You're going inside to huddle inside?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't freeze.
So I don't freeze.
So you don't freeze.
Kind of cold.
Dude, I miss you. I hated not getting to talk to you all weekend.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, you don't have to say sorry. It's just the way it is when you go home to see your family, especially when it's your aged, ill grandmother.
Yeah, especially when it's kind of extenuating circumstances.
Yeah.
Is that Paul Mallette?
I saw the photo of your uncle. He looks so much like your dad.
I know. Doesn't he?
He looks a lot, so much like your dad.
Yeah, he looks a lot like dad.
Yeah.
Except he's skinny. Except he's skinny. Yeah, and it was also like when I was with Vera, it was like I actually really wanted to be talking to her. Like, I wanted to spend my time. Oh, I just got attacked by the doors.
Attacked by the door.
Budget. I was going out to see if that truck was budget or dollar. I see a lot of Hertz and a lot of budget, but no dollar. I know I want dollar. Because that's the one that's going to take me to where my car is parked.
Your car. Yeah.
I see a lot of Hertz. I should have parked near the Hertz lot. Okay, I huddle back inside. Oh, boy.
Hi, Bunny.
Hi. Today was hard.
Today was hard. It's like saying goodbye.
Saying goodbye. You know. She was so freaked out about Terry Schiavo.
Really?
She was just...
Like, in what direction?
Well, mostly she was scared of Bush. She was like... She had a call into her doctor, and she spent the whole day by the phone waiting for the doctor to call back to tell her that, like, they have started hospice. She was so fucking terrified that Bush was going to take hospice away from her.
Right.
She was really terrified that Bush was going to take hospice away from her and that Bush was going to, you know,
make everyone stay alive longer than they want to.
Yeah, that Bush was going to take power of attorney away from her. specifically, like, she was, you know, she kept referring to the, you know, power of attorney, you know, and she's like, I have power, you know, I have power of attorney. I'm like, wait, what do you mean? You know?
Well, I mean, she means that she still has the right to make decisions about her life, right. You know?
Sorry, I just got very distracted by some guy that I thought was cursing at me, but I couldn't quite tell. But she kept saying, like, she kept saying, like, I have power of attorney. I have power of attorney. It's rolled up in a jar in the refrigerator.
What?
And I was like, wait a second. Wait a second. She's like, it's inside of a paper in a jar in the refrigerator. I'm like,
oh, she has like a living will or something like that.
I guess it's a living will, but I talked to my mom and I guess it was a living will, or like she has a living will and power of attorney that says that, you know, that says that Joe, my dad, and his sister have power of attorney over her if she were to not be capable of making decisions. But it was just really freaky because I thought that for a second I was like, is power of attorney some, wait, is that, no, fuck, it's budget, there's no dollar, this is so crazy. I thought that, like, power of attorney was some kind of euphemism for, like, this, you know, lethal dose of sleeping.
Oh, baby.
I was like, you know what I mean? It was like,
yeah.
I was like, what is this? Why does she keep referring to this in this way? You know, it was like the way she was referring to it. It was really, I was like, I don't get it. You know, at first I thought I got it, and then she kept referring to it and like referred to its physicality in a way that really confused me and left me like trying to come up with bizarre explanations for things that I didn't quite understand why she was saying them the way she was saying them.
Right.
So, anyway.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, just listening to NPR, I think that the Terri Schiavo case is still going to be ruled in favor of her husband.
Uh-huh.
But I guess they can still appeal it in federal court again, you know, so.
Yeah, it's kind of absurd.
I mean, I think it's like, it just seems like really crazy on the part of the rest of her family that they, like, you know, against all evidence are, like, you know, holding on to this, you know.
Yeah, against all evidence and, like, against all.
Like, they don't really want to deal with the reality of her death, you know.
No, they don't want to deal with the reality of her death. They don't want to deal with the reality of her death. They also, like, totally. Yeah, they totally don't want to deal with the reality of their death. And they totally want to, like, interpret. It's like they're in a little fantasy world. They totally want to interpret.
Well, yeah, they interpret these, like, I mean, I listened to, there's an interview on the radio today with this man who is both, he's a lawyer and a doctor.
Uh-huh.
And he's, like, he works in, like, with law and public health or something like that, you know. And he was actually appointed, he was Terri Schiavo's, like, there's some technical term for it, I don't know, but, like, he was her legal guardian for some kind of court purpose for, like, a month, and, like, and was, like, you know, spent a month, you know, observing her, you know, from the perspective of both a doctor and a lawyer, you know, and, like, trying to, you know, and like, kind of reported back to the court, you know, his findings of, you know, trying to determine whether she had any degree of consciousness, you know?
And the answer was no.
The answer was no, but the thing is, like, what her family is holding on to is that, you know, I guess people in this persistent vegetative state will, you know, they will smile or cry, they make noises, they,
They're all just, like, functions of, sorry, wrong person. This guy walked past me as if he was cruising me, but then I realized that he wasn't cruising me, he just wanted to know if I was the person who was supposed to drive somewhere.
Right.
I'm at the airport. Making eyes mean something else. Sorry, people in this persistent vegetative state.
Well, yeah, I mean, they will do all these, you know, they have, like, waking periods and sleeping periods. They'll, like, you know, open their eyes, like, you know, flutter their eyelids, like, you know, all these different things, which, you know, but, like, he, after 1 month of observing her, you know, found that there was no consistency to any of these things, like, in terms of responding to her environment.
It's just functions of the bottom state, the brainstem, which controls.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it the medulla or something like that? It controls all the.
Right, it's just like lower level brain functioning. Yeah, right. You know, but you can understand how, from the perspective of the rest of her family, that, you know, if you want to interpret the, you know, sometimes you'll do something and she will do something like this and it will appear like she's responding to you, you know? Like, you know, so it's sort of like, you know, sometimes somebody will make a noise and she will turn toward the noise, and other times she is completely non-responsive, you know? So it's kind of this thing where, if you want to interpret all of these things as signs of, you know, consciousness, then you can, right. You know, but if you kind of take a very scientific approach to it, which, you know, obviously her family members are not really capable of, you know,
right.
Then you realize that this is all just, it's random, mm-hmm. You know, it's totally random.
It's random, so. And it's just the brain sort of fire.
And it doesn't indicate any sign that she might recover ever, you know, I mean, yeah. Or that she's, you know, and she has, like, some thinking, conscious mind trapped in this body and unable to communicate or something, you know? It's, like, not, it's not that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, all of her upper brain functions are dead, you know?
So it looks like there is, I wasn't crazy, there is a dollar rent-a-car. I just checked at the little stand inside the airport. They just haven't come around. I just hope I don't have to call them to come pick me up, because I can't say in any way that I have a reservation.
Right. Well, worst case scenario, you can take a cab to your car.
Worst case scenario, I could. Well, no, it's a little bit far to walk. I think I see one that might be it. Yeah, in worst case scenario, I could take a cab. Oh, the taxi stand looks pretty ugly. I think worst case scenario, I take another random one and see how close it gets me and walk away. You know.
Yeah. Hey, baby dude.
Hi.
I wish you were at the airport here and I could just come get you.
I know. I would have liked to have been at the airport there. It wouldn't be this cold.
No, it's really beautiful out. It's very springy now. It's like 70 spring-like.
I
smells like
it
spring.
Was 70 degrees and spring-like, and I were there. Okay. I'm getting a little bit skeptical. All the other ones have come around, but no budget. Or no dollar. I could take this Avistar one, which is 5 blocks away from where I want to go. Should I take it?
Sure, go for it.
It just closed its doors. Thanks.
You called before? Hello?
What's that?
Yeah. No, I'm asking you. Ticket. You have your ticket?
My car is over next to the place. Do you mind if I catch a ride?
No, you can't. The only passengers I have will be for that place.
Okay. Sorry. That didn't work. Are you there?
Yeah.
That did not work.
You should maybe pretend you have a reservation.
Oh, okay. He asked for my ticket. Oh, this sucks. Like, I wanted to park my car at your place, but you were all fucking full. So I was forced to park on the street. This is absurd.
Maybe you should just go take a cab to your car.
Maybe. Okay, I walk back towards the taxi stand line. Is that dollar? Where did it go? This is kind of preposterous. I don't like this. Dude?
Yeah?
I'll call you back a little bit.
Yeah, I was just gonna suggest that. Call me back when you figure it all out.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Okay, bye.